This next story comes from the Korea Times. A study reveals that parents prefer daughters over sons in tough economic times. Carlson School of Management and Rutgers Business School researchers surveyed 629 people to see how economic conditions affect gender preferences for their offspring. Participants read articles telling them the economy was either improving, getting worse, or neutral. They were then asked to divide their assets between an imaginary son and daughter. Those who read an article describing the economy as bad allocated about 60% of their assets to a daughter. But when economic conditions were expected to be neutral or improve, participants split their property nearly 50-50.
Not overly surprised by the results, are you?
I'm quite surprised about this result.
Go on, why?
Because I would tend to think South Korea is an Asian country, and usually Asian country plays emphasis on the sons instead of the daughters. So I would expect a lot of parents would try to give more property to their sons instead of their daughters.
What's really interesting is for almost the exact same logic, I have the complete opposite view on this to you. I see it as where there's quite a lot of priority put on sons, put on men in Asian society. The parents are thinking, okay, well, I know that my son's going to have a few advantages in terms of the office and work and getting promoted and moving up the career ladder in life that my daughter might not necessarily have. So I'll give a few more of my assets to her to make sure she's looked after.
But I think in Asian countries, in South Korea, a lot of women will stay at home instead of finding a job and support themselves.
Hold up, that's even more reason for you to give more of your financial assets to your daughter, because she stays at home and is a housewife. If she gets divorced, she needs to have money to look after herself.
Why do you think about getting divorced? People don't get divorced in hard times.
Yeah, but it's still something you've got to consider.
Together.
It's a possibility. And what if she's had enough of her husband? Well, she's like, you know what? Doesn't do the dishes, doesn't do the washing, doesn't go to the supermarket. I'm going to get a divorce. And she wouldn't be able to have that conversation or have those ideas if she didn't have the money to back it up. And that's why daddy has to look after her.
Well, I know for a fact that in famines, where a lot of families are starving, usually parents would prefer the birth of a girl to a boy, because we all know boys will eat a lot of food. They will consume more food than girls. And sometimes if there's a quota, there's a food quota or food allocation, then the girls will get the same allocation as the boys, but then they consume less. So in famines, parents would prefer girls to boys.
I think if it is China, not a famine, then
usually I think Chinese parents would prefer boys.
Hold up. Stop. Rewind. That's a mixed bag. Yes, we know that a lot of Chinese families prefer boys, and we've seen various stories where they've been hoping for boys during the pregnancy. However, there's a growing trend of families in China that also prefer girls. Because
You're right. In urban areas, yes.
No, in general. Because in Why? China, you have the tradition of, if you want to get married, the guy has to have a car and a house. And he usually has to get them from his parents because of sticky wages in China. So what happens is you've got families thinking, oh no, if it's a boy, I've got to buy another house, or I've got to give him my house and I've got to give him a car. If it's a daughter, it's like, well, not my problem. It's the
you're
problem of the father.
You're absolutely right, but you're talking
marries.
About urban China. But in rural China, a lot of people still need sons, male offsprings, to help them do all those land work. They need working hands, so they still prefer sons. And besides, in the countryside, building a house is not a big issue for them.
Stop. That's a bit sexist, isn't it, Ninjing? Why can't women be farmers?
Well, they can be farmers, but physically females are not as strong as
men.
I'm
looking at you now. You look pretty strong. I think women could be farmers.
I am pretty strong, but I'm pretty sure I can't beat you if we are given the same task.
That sounds like you're passing the buck. It's like, I'm strong, but Sam's stronger, so I'd never need to be a farmer. That's comparative. There's no thing stopping you from being a farmer as well.
No, I mean, this is a fact in life. If you're talking about manual labor work, usually men has the advantage because they are stronger. And this can apply to rural life, because in the countryside, you need to do some farm work. Farmers sometimes prefer male offsprings.
Okay, this debate has gone in a very weird direction from Korean families.
Back to South Korea. I think a lot of girls are getting more attention from their parents in their economic conditions. That's my understanding. Parents love to spend more on girls instead of boys. But I think that's because traditionally people think girls need to be pretty and they need to get more things for them.
Wait, that doesn't mean that boys need to be... I'm not going back to the sexist argument. But one thing I will say where I do agree with you is that in my family, my sister gets preferential treatment over me and my brother as well. We've always just accepted it. She never gets in trouble. She gets the most attention. And I think in Korea, Britain and beyond, pampering your daughter, being daddy's little girl, quotes unquotes here, is becoming more and more popular. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。